afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everyone, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Christy Stratton.
And joining us in the producer's chair this evening, it's a nighttime record, is Kyle Dotson. How are you doing, Kyle?
I'm good.
You have a Blue Beetle t-shirt on.
I do.
That I confused with the Tick t-shirt.
Yeah, a lot of people confuse it with the Tick.
People like the Blue Beetle, they don't like the Tick.
People like the Tick.
Yeah, but they like it for the wrong reasons. They don't like it because he's good.
It's supposed to be funny, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, if it's supposed to be, it ain't. Christy, do you like superhero stuff?
No.
Not at all. No desire?
I have reached my limit.
Yeah, that's what my wife is the same
And so
way.
Now there is not a single, I don't care if it's a television show, I don't care if it's a movie, I don't care if people spent their lives working on it. I am not going to see it.
Yeah, my oldest daughter's old enough now that she has taken Pilar's place at these movies and these shows.
Well,
because Pilar says, she goes, I am done with men running around in costumes.
Yes, done. It just doesn't, I've seen it. There really isn't a scenario.
Now, Johnny's too young to see these yet, but does Gary like these type of movies?
Loves.
So who's he go see? Who's his date for these?
With his friend, John.
That's great.
His friend, Ben.
And then when he comes home, do you do what Pilar does? Do you like half-heartedly ask him, so how was the movie, honey? And then he'll start telling you about it, and that's when you just glaze over.
No, I don't even really ask.
It's even worse.
It's more like, hey, did you and John have fun together?
Yeah,
bonding.
Like I'll literally convince you. Well, how was the movie? How was the movie? And I'll go, oh, this is one part. And I just don't care what Iron Man did. Don't care about your man crush, Captain America.
Yeah.
Don't care about Black Widow's hot ass. Don't care.
Yeah. No.
All right. I get it.
All the same movie to me. At this point.
I understand. There's a lot of them.
No.
It'll eventually be that every movie released every weekend will be a superhero movie.
It is that way. It's already there. And every new hour drama, it's such a joke that I can't believe people haven't had their fill.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree, but I love it. How did the how did your web series premiere go?
It went well.
It was a private premiere.
It was an industry premiere.
It's not for everyone yet, but so it went well.
It did.
Did the cast show up?
Yes, Janet Varney, Diedrich Bader, Kate Walsh.
Did you have a red carpet?
No, not
that crazy. When can everyone see it?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We want to find a distributor. Mm-hmm. We want to really do it up right.
All right.
And
so you've been having meetings with people?
No, I'm going to have a phone call
with Hulu?
With my agents on Friday.
So what do you think? I mean, is this so you're not just blasting it up on YouTube? You want to go with like a Hulu or something?
Well, I want some place that says, "Hey, we want these five.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here's some money to make another 15."
Ooh, okay.
That's what I would love.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, I think I could try to sell the idea to television, but television would buy the script and then never make it, and then it would die.
Yeah.
And so I don't want that. I want it to be this undeniable thing that people are already talking about that kind of becomes a thing, because it's really good. These people are so good. I'm very proud of them. And so I just want to be smart about it and... You know,
so the written word was already good, and then these people just took it up a notch. Did they kick it up a notch?
They kicked it up a notch. It's next level with these folks.
That's great.
And you know, Janet, she's she's a star. She's Lucille Ball. Like, she's that good.
She is that pretty.
Yeah,
she's that pretty that she's Lucille Ball.
I don't get the joke. Really, they're both gorgeous women. I don't know what the
Lucy's.
Lucy was a beautiful woman.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe it's because
you think of this wacky person and like all this
you know
crazy
what?
Situations.
That's probably true. Yeah, she's got
she was
feet
beautiful.
And some grapes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't control that conveyor belt.
Yeah.
She wants to be in the show with Ricky.
Yeah.
And Ricky.
That's the show. I Love Lucy.
I think what you didn't see though was Ricky slapping her, and telling
her,
you don't come to the club. That's man's space. Stay right here. You think that? I think that happened. And I think she had an affair with Fred Mertz.
Oh, please. Fred Mertz was 80, and his wife was like 45.
Yeah,
Fred, I mean, right?
I think Fred Mertz was one of those actors back then that always looked 80. Even when he was 30, he probably looked 80.
I guess, but oh, man. Can you imagine? Well,
I can't wait to see it. I hope this is... What do you think? A month we'll get to see it?
I don't know. I don't know how long it takes people to you know...
Make a decision.
Do the right thing. Yeah, I really don't know this world. I don't know it.
And this is... These are short little episodes.
They're between 3 and 5 minutes in length.
There can't really be notes. You don't want notes from anyone.
At this point, I mean, they've been scored.
You want them... Take them the way they are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how much more can be done to them.
Christy brought wine tonight. She calls it that. What do you call it?
Jesus juice? No, well,
the little abbreviation.
Oh, cab sav.
Cab sav. Or crab sav, which is very delicious.
Doesn't go great with crab, strangely.
Well, I'm glad.
Crab sav.
I am, oh no, that's seafood. You couldn't have red wine with seafood.
No, never mind.
I know what you're talking about. We are not on the same page.
No, no. We're already out of sync. What's happening?
Well,
I don't know.
Because I insulted you as you came in.
Yeah, that's right. You said I look tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not ever okay to say that to a woman. Never.
Sleepy. Cute and sleepy. No?
Okay. No. No.
All right. Well, take a nap before you come in here. I won't say that.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Here. All right.
Glad you're here. It's been too long because you had this project.
I know, it's been like forever.
I know. So let's get on. We're going to do a couple.
And I'm your favorite, so I don't know how you coped.
Absolutely. That's what I tell everyone who sits in that chair. Yeah. We're going to do a couple segments that you have not been privy to.
No. No, I just want to get to the Knopfler.
I know.
Get to the Knopf.
We're going to get there.
All right.
The first thing is, let's do our new music roundup, Kyle.
Okay.
We have a sting for that, I think, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah. I forgot.
This is great. We have production value now. So, Kyle, the first segment is?
The first segment is...
You got to play the sting.
It's not even in here.
It's look in the audio drops.
Yeah, it's not in that audio drop.
It's number 5.
Yeah, but what is in... I have 5 selected. What is in here? Nothing.
Well, that's disappointing.
Can we drop it in?
How did
later?
It go? Can you hum it?
No, see, just search for it. Call it New Music Roundup. I don't know why it's not in there. Is it in the iTunes at all?
Yeah, it is in here.
Okay, now you got to drag it into the thing. This will all be edited out. This part I am editing out.
Okay, now we go. All right, ready?
All right, and here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say we got a couple of segments we're going to do. And
okay,
the first segment is, and then Kyle will hit the thing.
Okay.
Okay, so Chrissy, we got a couple segments we're going to do before we get to the topic.
Fantastic.
And the first segment is...
New Music Roundup.
Yeah.
There you go.
Meow. All right. That's the New Music Roundup. That's our new sting.
Okay.
That Murray and I did on the fly. And I liked it. I go, you know what? I'm going to isolate that and we're going to use that.
Fantastic.
So I've got 3 new songs. The first one I just heard the other day. And it's in my opinion. Well, let's listen to it first, and then we'll give opinions on it. That's Britney Spears and Iggy Azalea.
First off, Iggy Azalea looks like the woman in Mars Attacks. It's like the Martian that plays the woman. That's what she looks like. She sucks.
Right? I don't like this song.
I can see young women really, you know, grooving to it.
Pretty young, pretty girls.
They played this yesterday, the other morning on Kiss FM on the Ryan Seacrest show, and then Britney Spears called in. And he goes, hey, we just played your new song. She goes, I'm so glad you liked it. And Sarah and I were driving to school, and we both looked at each other and said, he didn't say he liked it. He said they played it. And then he's like, tell us about the song. She goes, I just thought it was empowering to women. I'm like, no, it's about using your cooch to get the front line in the red carpet. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
It's fine. You think it's fine.
It's fine. You know what? Good for them. Young girls are going to love that.
All right.
They're going to just eat that up with a spoon.
But it's not even catchy. That's the thing. Like, yeah. It's not like a Katy Perry song.
No. Exactly.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
It's
agreed.
Like, yeah. So it's probably not going to take off.
Well, I still bet it will. I agree that it will. And
I mean, but really, like Beyonce's songs aren't that catchy, but they love that people love them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to listen to a female artist, I recommend this more. This album will be coming out soon by Florence and the Machine. Hmm. And this is a song called Ship to Wreck. And here comes a killer whale. Send me to sleep. Thrashing the covers off. Has me by its teeth. And all my love and money. What was it that I said? I can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed. And all love her voice.
Yeah, I like that. It has kind of a 90s Sean Colvin, Paula Cole vibe. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, this Florence and the Machine, my daughter turned me on to them, and I'm really, really liking them a lot. Yeah.
It's very different from that last one.
I know. It's very different.
Yeah.
Because I think Florence is older than... Probably not. She's probably not older than Britney Spears. She's probably just not white trash.
She's talented.
Yeah. She's talented. So we all like that?
Yeah. Well, that's...
Kind of like that?
I don't know that it's something that I jam to.
Mm-hmm. What'd you jam to? Did you jam to something on the way in tonight?
I usually like to jam to my Scissor Sisters. I like that. I like some Black Crowes gets me going.
Wow.
Black some ACDs like that.
So are you going to abbreviate every band you say tonight?
No, I'm just, you know... Something that drives a little bit.
The next song I'm going to play is a solo song from Bran Flow. It's Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Oh, okay.
I really liked his last solo CD called Flamingo. I like that better than any of The Killers CDs. I really thought it was really great. Like a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Like one of my favorites of that year.
All right.
So I don't know if I'll like this CD as much, but this is coming out in 2 weeks. This is called I Can Change. When you're out of love, I'll be what you're looking for, even if it's not who I am. When you're out of love, I'll be what you're looking for, even if it's not. Anything?
I like the 80s vibe.
Yeah, it is a heavy 80s vibe.
I like that.
What do you think, Kyle?
No, I don't like it.
You don't even like The Killers, though? No. Couple songs.
Yeah, like maybe the hits. Maybe.
Maybe the hits. Maybe the direct hits.
Mm. I would listen to them over Maroon 5, though.
Mm.
You know what? This Maroon 5 is... Some of these songs are starting to grow on me. This Sugar song is starting to grow on me. I hear it every morning. So it's kind of like... Clockwork Orange, when they pry your eyelids open and they just show you something nonstop.
Right.
Have you heard that Sugar song?
I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have. I just don't. I don't know if I have, but maybe.
The top 40 is like literally like the top 40 songs that are the worst, and we're just gonna play them until you love them.
I think we should do an episode where we just. I did whatever the top 40 is that week. We bring in like the top 20 and just give them a listen because. I probably don't know any of
probably.
Them.
Probably.
And half of them probably sound the same.
That'd be an interesting thing to do.
Yeah, can we call it right. Auto-tune and banjos?
I think we'll call it
basically all that's on the radio.
Probably call it top 20, 2015. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or that, yeah.
One more.
When do we talk about Mark Knopfler?
Hold on, we're going to get to it. When David Wild took me to the Grammys, I met a guy named Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson has a
the
band.
Actor?
No, this is just a guy I'd never met before.
All
and
right.
He has a band. It's a trio, a country trio called Yes Dear. And David said, "Hey, you got to get Josh, give him a copy of your CD." So he gave it to me.
Okay.
And I really like it. So this is from their self-titled album Yes Dear. Let's hear Baby Don't Go.
Don't go. I thought love was something to believe in. Ooh, baby, don't go. I've seen it in your face. It's in your eyes when you turn away. You think it's all a waste. You're going today. I won't pretend. I won't say it won't hurt me bad. Won't you try it again? Whatever happened to all that we had? Taking all I've got and now you're leaving.
Do you like country music?
I don't dislike country mm-hmm. music. I just like kind of old school, like Dolly, that mm-hmm. whole...
Sure.
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this wasn't your thing.
My thing, but I can see how people would love it.
I do like this CD a lot. Mm-hmm. So Josh, everyone go to iTunes and buy this CD. Yes, Dear. My only complaint is there's only 8 songs. I'd like a couple more songs, Josh. So let's get in the studio and let's rock this baby out. Right.
All right.
Let's rock out this thing.
Says him.
Do you want to do this next segment?
All right.
Did you know we were going to have 24 segments?
No, tonight? I thought we were going to talk about Dire Straits and our memories of loving them.
Let's do this.
All right.
This is called...
We can do this. It's fine. I'm okay. Kidding.
We're going to get into it.
I've got my wine. I'm all right.
You need more, I think.
Well, all right.
Okay, this is called...
If you insist.
This is called First Listen. I got the CD in the mail to review. I have not heard, listened to any of it. The band is 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh, but not
with Natalie Merchant.
Okay, that's right.
The album is called Twice Told Tales. And I'm going to let
just
you
twice.
just look at the song titles and pick a song title and then okay. Yell it out to Kyle and Kyle will play.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But they all have something in it that like, ooh.
All right.
How about Carrick Fergus?
Oh, let me see how.
Wild Mountain Time. I like that. Misty, Moisty Morning. No, pass.
How about
Carrick Fergus?
What is Carrick that? Fergus. I think she had a stroke. I don't know if she said that right. Oh, no, Carrick Fergus.
No. Oh, I picked a ballad.
I wish I was Carrick Fergus. Only for night in Ballygrass, I would swim over the deepest ocean.
Oh, it's it should be known that these are all traditional folk songs of the British Isles, revisited by 10,000 Maniacs.
Okay, you go.
Right
that's
the
what's happening.
Sticker. All right.
That makes sense.
Let's still give it a first listen. Kyle, you pick one. What are you going to pick?
I'm going to pick Misty, Moisty Morning. It sounds so gross.
That sounds like it's...
I know.
Yeah, a little...
I like the production.
One misty, moisty morning when cloudy was the weather, I met with an old man, a clothed all in leather. He was clothed all in leather with a cap beneath his chin, singing how'd you do and how'd you do and how'd you do again. This rustic was a thresher as on his way high.
This is like when Springsteen did that Seeger Sessions album.
Mm.
I don't want to hear Seeger sing. I mean, I don't want to hear Springsteen sing Froggy Went. Want a court. Okay. But you know what? The production's fine.
Yes. That's pleasant.
Who's the, who has to follow in the footsteps of, Natalie Merchant? Her name is Mary Ramsey. That's like a bite in the butt, right? When Natalie Merchant leaves 10,000 Maniacs and then they never get back together.
This is like a CD you would buy at Hallmark. it would be like in one
hey,
of those.
As
would,
someone who has purchased oh, CDs too. At Hallmark, I take offense. I'm kidding.
It's
not
in
really.
That it's
kidding,
in that end
kidding.
Cap thing that has like 30 different things, and you pick one. That's
This is weird. Mary Ramsey is the lead vocalist, and there's the first track is called Lady Mary Ramsey 1, and the last track is called Lady Mary Ramsey 2.
What's happening?
What is that about?
Someone has some splaining to do.
Let's hear. But these other song titles are so like I want to hear. What is this?
Lady Mary Ramsey 1.
All right.
I like this.
Does she play violin or fiddle? I guess is what it.
Yeah, she plays the viola and the violin.
Maybe this is her then.
So it's just like an instrumental.
I like this.
Well, I want to hear. I want to hear Greenwood Sidey. Sidey.
There was a lady living in York, Lily Haloney, fell in love with her father's flick down by the Greenwood Sidey. She loved him up, she loved him down, Lily Haloney loved him till he filled her arms down by the Greenwood Sidey. She leaned her back against...
It's going to end tragically here, for that person.
In between jousting at the Ren Fair.
Here's the deal. I don't know what audience they're trying to appeal to with this. You know what I mean? Like, this seems like this would be a bonus disc thrown in with our regular album.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it sounds like...
Or a soundtrack to
yes,
a movie
yeah.
set in olden times.
It's. I mean, they've... They've definitely done a good job with capturing the tone, and the
Absolutely.
Production's good, and the vocals are good.
Yep.
So it's not my cup of tea, but I can't not say that it's not good. It's
right.
good.
Right. Correct. Yeah. I'm with you.
Well, if anyone wants the CD, just email me at rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. First person that just says, I want that 10,000 Maniac CD is going to get it. And please include your mailing address. If you do not include your mailing address, you dumb fucks. I am going to delete that email immediately.
I don't think... See, being that aggressive towards people...
Is that too aggressive?
Who, yeah, they're just like, hey,
Let
I just...
Let me try again.
This.
Let me
okay.
try again.
Okay. Like, so we're listening to you guys. Okay. I mean, you talked right. for this long before we got to Mark Knopfler. Okay. At least be nice to me.
Let me try again. Okay, so guys, if you want this 10,000 Maniac CD, just you know what to do. RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com and just say that you want this 10,000 Maniac CD. And now, hey... Guys, if you could include your mailing address, it makes it so much easier for me. And I'll send it right out to you, first person. How was that?
It's fine. It was fine.
How about this then? Hey, fucking nutsacks.
Can we?
No? Okay. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a topic that you have wanted to do. And
only after LED send the cars. It would be that and then this.
Oh, because he's coming in. No. We're talking about Knopfler.
Yes.
Solo, which I don't know a lot about, so you're going to be introducing me to that.
I have a few of those.
That. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And Dire Straits.
Yes.
And Dire Straits were literally around from 78 to 91, and that was it. And that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
How many years is that? 24, what is it? Can I do math? 24 years ago is when they stopped.
Right.
Why did they stop? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He just wanted to do his thing and like just didn't want to, you know.
Do you think that's
get back to
and
that?
That's done.
Well,
you
but
don't
also
think...
I think that it was such a moving lineup that I don't think it was like.
Yeah, it was never
you know,
really
let's get
set.
Stewart like, and Andy or whatever, like whatever.
Yeah, it was. I think the first two albums had the same guys, and then
right.
the brother left, not
right.
first, and then the third album was just three guys, and then it got all whatever
right.
it was
with Brothers in Arms. There were people, and yeah. then you know all,
all
that.
Right. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to go chronologically? You just want to jump all around?
I jumped all around.
Let's jump all around.
I jumped all around because I... here's the thing. Love him. Love mm-hmm. his music.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mellow stuff. A lot of mellow. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of start with some kind of a little bit up tempo
yeah.
for him. And then kind of get into... And then I have like a Making Movies fugue that I have. And anyway, so I kind of go all over.
And he has a very unique style of guitar playing. He like... finger picks with his fingers, Pat, you idiot. But he's like, it's like a very slow, like Lindsey Buckingham plays like this too, but Lindsey is a little more aggressive.
Right.
He's very like mellow.
And melodic.
Melodic, but
yeah.
it's amazing.
Yes. And lyrically, and we'll kind of get into this as well, they're very specific. It's not like this vague storytelling that like, ooh, I can maybe relate to that.
Yeah.
Some of these songs have these very specific stories that you can tap into, like this one I'm going to play, or ones that are like, you know what, the one about Ray Kroc, I can't get into that. Even though I recognize it being good, it's not like I'm going to jam to it on the way to the dry cleaners. Okay, so I'm going to start with something from Sailing to Philadelphia. And the song is called Junkie Doll.
Turnpike Lane, you spiked my arm, but you missed the vein. That's all gone, but the scars remain. Junkie doll was stuck on you, my junkie doll.
I will say about that, I will say that a lot of times when someone does solo stuff, it just sounds like the band. And that doesn't sound like Dire Straits.
No.
No. And he has a very unique singing style, too.
Yes.
Almost like it's almost sometimes you're like, and he's not like traditionally attractive either. You know what I mean?
I think he's kind of cute. I'm just going to say it. I kind of have crushies. But I think it's because of the talent and the bandana.
The bandana.
I'm kidding. The talent. But bright.
Yeah.
And yet he has this, what I find interesting about lyrically, is you have, like Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, you know, you have these people that also sing songs that are very passionate about this and that and the other thing, but they kind of say, I'm passionate. Blah, blah. With Knopfler's, his songs are just, I'm telling the story and the tone of the song is going to tell you how I feel about it. Like if I'm making fun of this, then it's going to be this tone. And if I'm, but he's not actually saying like, I'm making fun of, you know, Ray Kroc or whatever. I don't know if that makes any sense. But
and for people that don't know, Ray Kroc is the founder of McDonald's.
Yes. Yes. And he has this song that's great. Like it's great because all of his songs are great.
They're making a movie about Ray Kroc right now called The Founder.
Oh.
And Michael Keaton is playing Ray Kroc.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. He also has phrasing. He'll like jam like 20 words into a line where someone else would just sing 6 words. You know what I mean? Like
right.
He really like puts it all in there.
Love it.
I'm going to play something from the first Dire Straits album from 1978. This is a song I love called Down to the Waterline.
Oh, yes.
Is this on your list?
No. Crazy.
I know.
Surrender on the quayside. You remember we used to run high. Shadow the cargoes, I'll take you one time. We're counting all the numbers down to the waterline.
And again, no, like when you hear that, as soon as you hear that, if you know anything about music, you go, oh, that's Dire Straits.
Yes.
And I think the best guitarists have their own thing.
Yep.
Like no one else sounds like that.
Right.
No one else sounds like Brian May from Queen.
Or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
And it's so funny that all these different guys have their own sound with that same instrument.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I guess you could say some drummers have their own sound, but not like guitarists. Guitarists are really loving that thing.
Right.
Yeah. Kyle's sick, by the way. He's coughing.
Aww.
Yeah.
Coughing. Basically ruining the record. What are you taking over there? What are you sucking on?
This is a Hole's cough drop.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, it's a breezer. Fruit breezer.
Yeah. Does it have like a center in it? Like when you get to the center?
No.
Like freshen up?
No.
Oh, freshen up gum. They don't make that anymore. I don't think they do.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I gave my daughter Sarah was sick and I gave her a cough drop that had like a thing in the, like a liquid in the middle. And when she got to that, she's like, Dad, something's wrong with this cough drop. I'm like, no, it's just, oh, I don't like it.
That's great.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay.
We going
Dyer's? I'm going Brothers in Arms.
Okay.
We're 1985, right? That's off the top of my head there.
86.
Ooh. Okay.
It's okay. It's close.
That's interesting. Okay, so Brothers in Arms, every single song pretty much got played. And One World, to me, is the, like, Lay's Boys is to making movies. Like, the ones, the kind of the unsung hero mm-hmm. of the record. But I really liked it, and it has a nice up-tempo. Again, this is One World. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Oh. It's you were right. It is 1985.
I thought so.
I don't know why it came up in my list. But
oh, I'm losing my mind. So when I
May 13th,
1985. Okay,
we're talking 30. Is that 30 years? Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yes.
What's today's 15. Date? Oh yeah, today's May 6th. So this is like almost 30 years to the day.
Every track, but this is the unsung hero, One World.
Sleeves for my records. Can't get no laces for my shoes. Can't get no fancy notes on my blue guitar. I can't get no antidote. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Story about seeing the Brothers in Arms tour when I was 15 years old?
If you did, I don't remember it. And I was actually going to ask you if you had ever seen them before. Well, so let's shoot. Let's do it.
It was the best show of my life. Now, I was 15 years old and I lived in Fort Worth, Texas. And I would always camp out for tickets. Like you would camp out to get.
That was not fun. I mean, I did it many times when I was in college and I hated it.
Well, there was the element of I'm a 15-year-old girl by myself sleeping next to adults.
And who was with you?
Me. None of my friends could.
You're
I'm by myself. I'm solo.
And your parents let you do that?
Well, they thought I was spending. I'm like, I was a good kid, but that was the one thing. Like, oh, I'm spending that with Susie, and then she'd bring me donuts in the morning. Like, it was any of these: Elton John, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, all of those. It was usually me by myself. This particular one, it was me by myself. Okay, so there was this guy, and
see,
I don't.
What's scary about that to me is my daughter is 14 and a half right now.
Could you imagine?
No, I can't even imagine at all. Like,
yeah.
She says she's staying overnight and she's really down at the Staples Center all night.
Oh, no,
on the
I was
sidewalk?
At the Sears at the mall.
Oh, that's right. That's when you used to do it. Yeah. We used to do that at the Macy's.
So, yeah. I'd get off work at Baskin
but
Robbins,
still.
Drive myself to Sears. And I remember this man, he had red hair and a red mustache. Let's call him Red. I don't remember his name. And a blackened tooth. I remember that. And he was in front of me and he told me a secret. Because I had been doing these things
if you
for a
touch
while.
This, it gets big.
No.
It gets really big.
When the doors open, most people kind of file down this stairwell.
Okay.
Well, he's like, hey, you can run across, get to the escalators, run down them and run through Sporting Goods and try to head those people off. And meaning the people that were in
well,
front
that
of you.
Sounds
that,
like it you're was cutting like, in line.
Well.
All right.
So and he also gave me a secret to, that I use to this day, which is two tickets separately, you get better seats than them together. And I didn't have anyone to go with me to Dire Straits. I mean, I was the kind of kid that, like, I would camp out for Moody Blues. I was the only person in line for, like, 5 hours, by the way, in the 80s. The only, like, who's camping out for the Moody Blues? Me.
Can I say something just because you brought that up?
Yes.
I went to see the Moody Blues last night with Chip Chinnery at the Greek Theater. That is so strange.
How were they? That was a good show in the 80s.
I'll tell you this. I got free tickets. And that's a show you want free tickets to.
Oh.
Because they sounded, I mean, they're in their 70s. They're in their
right.
70s. The drummer's 74.
Okay.
And they sounded great, but the show's minimal. I mean, there's no stage pad. This is from 82. Okay.
Okay.
And then they say, this is from our album, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, but they sounded good. But if I had paid money, I might be like, that's fucking sucked. But since it was free, it's like, that's pretty great.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they did sound good.
Well, back then, I remember, like, this ticket, I think, was maybe $18.
Okay.
Maybe $20. Because Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, was $20. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I have ticket stubs where it's like Van Halen, $8.50.
Oh, my Lord.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so I got two tickets, one in like the second or third row, and that's then one amazing. Like in the, I don't know, 15th or so.
Yeah.
And so there was this boy, I've talked about him before, that I was in love with at the time. He was like 2 years older than me. And I asked him to go with me, and because I didn't, you know, my parents wouldn't let me drive all the way to Dallas, because right. it was in Dallas, by the way. Okay.
So you get a ticket not even knowing how you're going to get there.
No, exactly.
That's
exactly.
a music fan.
It will come. So then he takes me, and we're running late. I'm like, there's no opening band. What are you doing? So I'm kind of mad at him. He had to park in this back alley. Mm-hmm. And so he said, meet me here after the show. And I said, I can't find my way back here. Just meet me in the front. So the concert is amazing. Like it, and I didn't really know a lot, go very deep in the albums at the time. I mean, I did since, but it just was, it was something that I will never forget. So afterwards, I go to the designated area. He's not there. And I get a t-shirt that I still have to this day. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should go back to the car. And so I went over the train tracks, the whole mm-hmm. route.
Yeah.
I'm 15, downtown Dallas. And he's not there. So I go back to the front, like, oh, I'll go back to the original meeting place. Not there either. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back to the car.
Now remember, there's no cell phone. There's no way to get a hold of anyone.
The car is gone.
Oh my God.
Now I can't call my parents because then they'd never let me go to a concert again. And that's just a fate worse than death. So luckily around that time, there were some, what I remember as med students, but I think it was only because they were wearing scrubs at the time, like that was in fashion. Mm-hmm. Drunk, stoned. They're like, hey, we live in, you know, Hearst. We'll give you a ride. And I'm like, all right. So I get in the back of this car. They're drinking in the car while they're driving. Mm. I buckled my seatbelt, which at the time, in the 80s,
no one
do that. So the guy gets pulled over right in front of my house.
Oh my God.
And I got out of the back of the car and I go, can I go in my house? And the cop nodded and kind of just, and I mean, ran in and I'm like, and of course the guy calls me the next day. Oh, I guess you got home. Okay.
What kind of a jerk is that guy?
Well, a man that I very much loved.
Did you,
he ended up being a drug dealer, by the way, but that was years later.
Did you ever go on another date with him?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you end up dating him, like, exclusively?
No. He was just the bad boy that I really, mm-hmm. Loved it. He introduced me to Led Zeppelin. We watched Blood Simple together. Like, it was that guy.
I can't even imagine a 15-year-old doing that.
Yeah. All right, are you next? I went on to this.
That's a good story. And the concert was great. 10 out of 10.
The best. I can't think of another concert that I have, that has moved me, that has been that. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of good shows, but that one was next level.
This Brothers in Arms album sold 9 million copies in the U.S. It was 13 times platinum in the U.K., 10 times platinum in Canada. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how, and I remember this was the first CD you bought where right on the front it said full digital recording. Do you remember that?
No, I didn't have a CD player until much later.
Well, you were too busy running around at night with drug dealers.
I know, right?
But yeah, the production on this Brothers in Arms is like so like, you know, so like perfect.
Yeah. And that video and it just, the whole thing is just
They say the F word in that video. The F word for gay people.
Oh, yeah. But
he's playing
it as a character,
yeah. But it's so funny that like right now that would be like, well, you can't really say that,
right?
Even if you said, yeah, but I'm a character who feels that way,
right?
I don't feel that way. I'm doing this guy. He moves stuff for a living, and that's how he feels. He's stupid, uneducated,
right? Exactly.
But they're like, no, you can't do
and
it.
They beep it now. Sometimes I hear it.
They do.
They it drops out that song, that word.
Why don't they just say fairy?
Do they go back in time? I don't know.
I'm kidding. Well, I'll play something from Brothers in Arms. Let's hear. That album was front loaded too.
I honestly, that's why I picked that song. I'm like, they're all insane.
Let's hear So Far Away.
Here I am again in this mean old town. and you're so far away from me.
Nice little bass line going there.
And where are you when the sun goes down? You're so far away from me. You're so far away from me. So far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me. You're so far away from me.
Oh, that is just... And again, he's not saying, I miss you. He doesn't have to. He's saying, and the tone of the song and like, you know... I'm tired of making out on the telephone. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't say the words, but just right. saying the... And oh, it's so good. So good.
Let me tell you something right now. This past week, I've been listening to Steely Dan.
Oh!
Because I'm like, I love the Steely Dan hits. I'm like, I wonder if I would like some Steely Dan, like their whole album. So I go to Amazon. Catalog CDs right now on Amazon are so cheap. I just punched up right now. Brothers in Arms, $5.99. The first Dire Straits album, $4.65. Making Movies, $3.99.
Wow.
I mean, look, if you're going to go to iTunes and download it, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah,
to buy the physical CD. And I know people go, I don't like physical. Well, then fucking throw it in the trash then.
Right.
But you've saved $6 if you buy Love Over Gold, $6.99. Communique, $5.99. I mean, that. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I went on Amazon. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try, you know, let me see what the Steely Dan CDs are like, $3.99 and $4.99.
Hmm. Which ones did you?
I bought them all.
You did? I loves me that Two Against Nature.
I did.
Every song on that. And everyone complained. They're like, oh, Eminem should have won the album of the year that year. And if you really listen, it's timeless. It's funny. There's some really great... Anyway,
Cousin Dupree is just the best song.
Oh yeah, the whole record is great.
So anyway, that's I just played So Far Away, and now it's your turn to do as you wish.
Well, I have what I call.
Oh, we have a new segment though. No, we don't. I'm kidding.
Okay. I'm like right before the Making Movies puke.
Kidding.
Making Movies is. I can't think of another album that's better.
That's the high. That's their best album.
I would say it's one of the best albums ever made. That's what I would say.
There's only one song I
do. Lace Boys.
Yeah, that's the song that I don't like as much as the other songs.
I like it that it's just kind of this kind of different thing.
But it is the one that stands out as you're like, oh, okay, that's all these other songs are great. And this one's good. But that's Jimmy Iovine produced that album with Mark Knopfler. And the good thing is Lace Boys is the last track.
Yeah.
So... You know, if you don't like it, you can...
That's true. Well, we're going to start with Skate Away, because that's the one that had the video. And I also
this is on my
I
list
want
too.
To say that I saw the video on Solid Gold. But that's maybe, you know, age talking.
Has the girl roller skating? Not roller blading. No. Roller skating.
Right. But I think I saw the video on Solid Gold. Anyway, here it is, Skate Away.
This stuff sounds so good in the headphones.
Seen a girl on a one-way corridor, stealing down a wrong-way street. For all the world like an urban toreador, she had wheels on her feet. The cars do the usual dances, same old cruise in the curbside crawl. But the roller girl, she's taking chances. Love to see her take them all. No fear alone at night, she's sailing through the crowd.
His voice has what his voice has that Petty, Dylan, Springsteen don't have, is it's kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it
there's
is.
Kind of a sexiness there.
Yeah.
That those guys don't kind of do that.
And Roy Bittan from the E Street Band, he plays keyboards on this album.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's pretty
cool.
God,
it's so good.
Let's see.
So good.
I also had Skate Away. But since this is rock solid, let's hear Solid Rock.
Yay!
Couldn't understand that. I
what Christine and I are saying is, if you don't own this album for $3.99, it's if you're going to Starbucks tomorrow, just buy this album instead on Amazon. It's so good.
It is. And I know I've talked about this a lot on the show, but
I've talked about it too. It's fine because it deserves to be talked about.
But like how, like this in particular, this type of music, his music that I can connect to at 15 and I can at 45. Like
yeah,
it's so, and okay. So I'm going to jump right in because we're just doing this, making movies thing.
Yeah. Keep going.
Romeo and Juliet, maybe one of the best songs I've ever written.
So good.
Let's get that, rolling.
A love struck Romeo. Sing the streets of Selene.
It's insane.
Laying everybody low. With a love song that he made. Find the streetlight. Steps out of the shade. Says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start. And I bet, and you exploded in my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Juliet,
I mean, the human beings have the capacity to make something that beautiful. It's just beyond me. It's just beyond me.
I wonder why they didn't work with Jimmy Iovine on the next album then after that. They didn't. They didn't work with him on Love Over Gold. Just Knopfler did it himself.
I don't know.
Because I always
think... Busy, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. The Stevie Nicks stuff.
Oh. It's profound.
I had Skate Away and Solid Rock. Do you have another one?
I have Tunnel of Love, of course.
Well, let's play Tunnel of Love and then
which is a masterpiece. Again, right out, like I don't. Anyway, just
you're speechless.
Honestly,
you're verklem. It's an 8-minute song.
It's an 8-minute
song. Doesn't feel like an 8-minute song.
No, because it goes into all these different things, and you're going through all these emotions. And I picked that because I just love that imagery of the locket. And then but something made me stay. Like that whole thing is like, oh my God, I got
a keepsake and a kiss.
Yes.
It's so great. I love any song where the hands are going in pockets too. and then there were the three videos, Tunnel of Love, Romeo and Juliet, and Skate Away. These were actually, I remember, they were released on a VHS video cassette. Like you could actually
buy those. I don't remember
those.
Videos for Tunnel of Love or
Romeo yes, yes. There's videos for all three of those. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Pretty cool.
Oh.
Go down the YouTube rabbit hole tonight.
Okay. Oh boy.
Yeah, look, if you went to iTunes tonight and we're going to buy three songs, that would cost you $3. So go get that whole album.
It's crazy.
And then give it to someone.
Right?
If you don't want the CD sitting around mucking up your shelf.
Yeah. I think, you know, when I think of the Cars or Dire Straits or some of these bands that don't get the love that they mm-hmm. deserve, I wonder if part of it, I haven't seen this. I hear this Kurt Cobain thing is wonderful, by the way.
Recorded it.
But you, if you think about like a lot, the cool kid, it's always who the cool kids like. Well, the cool kids like, if there's some scandal, if there's some mm-hmm. drugs and then they got off drugs or there's some, got something kind of charged about him. Mm-hmm. Sid Vicious, you know, stabbed his girlfriend, whatever. But I think that you have people like Dire Straits and the Cars or Cheap Trick that are like, hey, we're just doing our thing. We're just making music. We're not doing anything that the cool kids can look at and go, hey, look at that neat thing that I'm going to try to be that rebel. I'm going to try to, and I don't know that it must have hurt them or I don't know.
Well, I do think the wild popular success of Brothers in Arms did hurt that. Like, I think some people might have thought, oh yeah, my dad likes that, you know what I mean? Because that was so sometimes when a band gets so popular and so big, it turns some people away, and it shouldn't.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting, because I never saw them as being that big, even though that record was big and they did that big tour. And
but 9 million albums, that's crazy.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
But yeah, but I mean, there's and as far as videos go, it's not an image band. There's nothing you can, they weren't Duran Duran. You can't,
well, the headband.
Well, yes,
and I
but
have
that's
to
because
say,
he was losing his hair, so he was trying to
When I work on a staff, I bring my rock posters with me from some of them are real, like from my childhood,
and you
some
hang
of
them up
are
in
eBay.
Your, in
yes.
your cubicle.
And I have a Dire Straits poster, and you're like, who was in Dire Straits in that poster? It was clearly like the 80s, and this was the shot that they got at like Live Aid or something, because it's pink. Like, it's a pink poster.
Okay.
And like these rando guys with like Mark in the middle, and people are always like, who's that guy? What's he in this? It's such a random photo that was on a poster.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. No one knows the members of Dire Straits.
No.
You know Mark Knopfler. You might not even know Mark Knopfler.
Oh.
But, but I mean, brother, I mean, making movies is just, Kyle, what are you walking away with tonight? Making movies is what?
Worthless.
I thought you were going to say worthless.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth as good. It's as good as any of the big records by any of the big.
I think so.
Think about it. Think about the Police records or the Cars first album or any of these people that have these big records that are like, oh, this is wonderful. And I would put this among all of those, Darkness on the Edge of Town. I would put this up there with that.
Yeah, or Damn the Torpedoes.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's not. It's a real rock record too. It's not as Brothers in Arms is slick. It's a little slicker.
Okay.
It is. It's a little slicker.
It is.
But yeah, making movies so bad. I'm not saying anything bad about it. Let's move on. Can we?
All right.
Move?
Yes,
I don't even know if we can move on from this.
I know. That's that's the crescendo of the show.
Well, I'm going to can I jump in here?
Yes,
I'm just going to play
please.
A real fun song.
Oh, good.
This is from an EP that they released in 1983,
uh-huh.
came after Love Over Gold. The other songs on this EP you can't find anywhere because they never released the EP on CD. You can only find this song on Greatest Hits packages, but this is called Twisting by the Pool.
Yes! Oh, good. I love it.
And if any of the listeners can have these other songs that they can send me, I've never heard Badges, Posters, Stickers, and T-Shirts. I've never heard Two Young Lovers. And I've never heard this. I've had You. I don't know those songs. These were all on the EP.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of, like, other than that song. I don't know.
Yeah, why didn't they throw that when they remastered the whole catalog? Because they did that. Why didn't they, like, tack these on as bonus tracks on?
I don't know. That is interesting. Maybe it was. Yeah. Was it a different label? Or?
No. It wasn't. It was just. It was just an EP. It's kind of just like this thing. So.
All right.
What do you got? What do you got next?
I got something from the Rag Picker Stream, one of his solo records, and I love what I love in this, and I kind of mentioned it before, of his solo stuff. Like he finds inspiration in such wonderfully specific things, And this one's called A Coyote.
All right.
Look at me, coyote. Don't let a little road dust put you off. You can't judge a book. Well, you know that stuff. There's a tear in my upholstery and a hole in my shoe. But don't you just wish that you could make half the speed I do? Speed I do, speed I do, speed I do.
And can you take it to 316?
Whoa, look at that, calling out a time code.
I like that, because, again, his lyrics and this great, like, imagery of him in this car and this coyote he's considering. And then I love this this verse at 316.
Once again, a road runner leaves a coyote in the dirt. You got another plan of action, but we all know it ain't never gonna work. It must be hard having dog dreams that never come true. Don't you just wish that you could make half the speed I do?
That is great.
That's
pretty
cool.
That is great.
What year is this? What album is it?
It's the Rag Picker's Dream.
This is 2002.
Oh, 2002. Yeah, that's a while ago. Gosh.
I'm going to play this. This is a Steely Dan song.
Ooh.
That Mark Knopfler plays guitar on.
Oh!
Because I just discovered this week with Steely Dan craziness. It's from Gaucho from 1980. And he plays all the guitars on the song Time Out of Mind. And you can hear it right here at the beginning.
Yeah.
There he is.
Him.
I know.
I'm literally going to download that song tonight. I love that song. I've completely forgotten about it.
Here's what Dave Marsh says about this album, Gaucho, according to Wikipedia. Dave Marsh said, "It's the kind of music that passes for jazz in Holiday Inn lounges and the kind of lyrics that pass for poetry in freshman English classes." And this David Marsh is so far up Bruce Springsteen's ass, he wrote two books about him.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. Okay, I have something from On Every Street, which is 91, right? Is that their last album? Because that wasn't the last album.
Yeah, 91.
This is wonderful.
This one seemed to just appear. Like, I think everyone thought that they were done.
Right.
Because it was 85, and then 6 years later, and all of a sudden, boom, here's a Dire Straits album.
Yeah, and a good one. This is Calling Elvis.
Oh, that was the single.
Calling Elvis, is anybody home? Calling Elvis, I'm here all alone. I didn't leave the building, I can't get to the phone. Calling Elvis, I'm here all alone. Well, tell me who's calling, just who's you and where. Let me leave my number, Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, lovely tender, baby, don't be cruel. Return to sender, jingle like a fool. Calling Elvis, is anybody home? Calling Elvis, I'm here all alone. Don't leave the building, can I come to the phone? Calling Elvis, I'm here all alone. All right. We'll
could just, oh, that song.
So Brothers in Arms, that album went to number one everywhere. The U.S., Australia, Germany, Netherlands, Spain, New Zealand, Sweden, Switzerland. It went to number one everywhere.
Okay.
So 6 years later, this album comes out. And it also goes to number one everywhere, except in the U.S. it went to number 12.
Huh.
But that's still pretty good. 6 years later, in 1991, that's when music was starting to change. And also, I mean, it still went platinum in the U.S. too. Which
and The Bug is on that record. I love that song.
Well, let's hear it because I have it.
And
let's
Heavy Fuel is great.
Let's hear Heavy Fuel instead. I like I love Heavy Fuel. Because this is a heavy song.
Yeah.
My life makes perfect sense. Lust and food and violence. Sex and money are my major kicks. Get me in a fight, I like a dirty trick. So if you wanna run cool, if you wanna run cool, yes, if you wanna run cool, you got to run on every heavy fuel.
It's a great tune.
So good.
Did he write The Bug? He did write it, didn't he?
I believe it. No, it was recorded as like Trisha Yearwood or somebody did it.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, he did write it.
And when, I think it was not the, it might have been The Love Over Gold, but when he wrote Private Dancer, for it to be a Dire Straits song.
Wait a minute. He wrote Tina Turner's Private Dancer?
Oh, he absolutely wrote that.
How come I don't see when
we
you say
it? We talked about that, I thought.
I am pre-Alzheimer's.
I thought we talked about that. But I was reading, I knew he'd done that, but I was reading in Wikipedia during what point in Dire Straits history that he wrote that for them, but then gave it to her. And I mean, it just makes so much sense.
Yeah, I can't imagine them doing it.
Well, but remember, he does the little character things, Light Lace Boys or like that, where I'm this character.
Do you think he would have sung I'm Your Private Dancer, or would he have sang You're My Private Dancer? You think he would have sang
as the Lace Boys do cab, although he wasn't as the boy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a good question.
The song was originally going to be included on Love Over Gold.
Okay.
Love Over Gold needs another song. It's only got five songs.
It's a little kind of,
Yeah, the song's on there.
Well, he says after the song was recorded, however, the vocals were not added and Mark Knopfler considered that they were not suitable for a male to sing.
Oh, well, so there you go.
The track was cut from the final mix.
That's interesting. Yeah. What? Jinx, you owe me a Coke. Gen X.
Wine.
That
is weird.
Oh, okay. Is it me?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I think, go ahead and start playing the song.
Uh-oh. Is this Dire Straits or solo?
Yeah, no, it's Dire Straits from the first album. It's okay. Wild West End, one of my favorites. But, to me, I can
putting it in
my cassette, driving to school at 15. It's cold. I have this Bug convertible, and it's drafty, so I'm in a coat, and just like feeling like, oh, I've got to go to the school again. The school was fine, whatever. But you know when you're a teenager and whatever, I think this song is so evocative for me of that time and that car and that whole oh, no one understands me. It's the best. Wild West End.
For my coffee beans. Checking out the movies and the magazines. The waitress, she watches me. Crossing from the Barracuda. My steel guitar, I saw ya walking out. Chef's burying in you. Excuse me, talking. I wanna marry you. This is Seven Heaven Street. Don't you seem so proud? Just another angel. In the crowd, and I'm walking in the Wild West End.
so funny when I went to London for the first time. Mm-hmm. There's so many places that he, that in Dire Straits songs or in his songs that like, that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm, this is Portobello Road or like, yes, Shaftesbury Avenue or like, oh, it's so, you know, it just makes me think of a Dire Straits song.
The, he, I like how he kind of laughs.
Yeah, it's having a, he's having a memory. We're having a memory. It's just fantastic.
When the first time I heard Sultans of Swing on the radio, I thought that was Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, because I just, you know, I didn't know.
Maybe that was the song that was on Solid Gold. I so want to say that one of these songs I heard on Solid Gold.
So you were listening to Dire Straits when you were 15 years old. Because you then you knew something that other kids didn't know.
I remember whatever it was in 1980, the Sultans of Swing. And I remember my friend, I want to say her name was Lisa Dixon. And it was when my mother was married to Paul Dearman. And I remember hearing the song Sultans of Swing. And like her dad had the record or something. Yeah. So she wrote down the lyrics for me. And I just remember having a sheet with the lyrics on it. Like gobbledygook, really, for a at the time, 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But then I don't know what it was, if it was the meta thing with the with Money for Nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was that just really, that I just kind of tapped into. I was into a lot of the stuff that was kind of the older stuff when I was young. And I don't, we had really good AOR stations in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Really good. And they were always playing this album rock and whatever. And I kind of got into to people that like the older kids were into.
This is what's a bummer about classic rock radio. I mean, obviously they'll play Money for Nothing and they'll play Sultans of Swing. But if they would play, you know, Wild West End, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they would
Although Why Worry is so good. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's just really, it's just beyond. He has that thing like Tom Petty does, which can really, that women can relate to.
The you're talking about your friend handwriting the lyrics. I had a typewriter, you know, when I was a kid.
Okay, yes.
Typewriter.
Uh-huh.
And there were some Cheap Trick albums that didn't come with the lyrics. So I would sit there.
No.
And I would make my own lyric book. I would type.
Okay, what did you think, Feeling All Alone Without a Friend, You Know I Feel Like Dying? What did you think it said? I feel all alone without a friend. Because you can't have, no one knows what that is.
Well, the lyrics were in Budokan.
Oh, okay.
So, but I remember like, you know, you couldn't just back, you had to like pick the needle up and drop it again and drop it again and drop it. And it was so difficult to sometimes, I didn't have headphones, so I'm just listening. What is he saying there? And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. That can't be.
Right.
It's not even a word. What is that? But I would do that. My parents would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, making a lyric book.
That is fantastic. A great way to spend your time as a kid,
and
right?
I had this paper. It was erasable bond paper in case I made a mistake. It was like, it was almost like typing on onion skin. It was so weird.
Oh my gosh.
I would erase it.
Wow.
So ridiculous.
I don't remember that paper.
But I kind of liked it too because the Cheap Trick logo is like typewriter print. So it's kind of like, yeah.
Nice.
Is it my turn? Yeah, you just played.
I just played one.
Let's listen from Communique. Mm. I want to hear Lady Writer.
Mm. I have that too. I love it. Yay. Yeah. Just the way that I have fell down.
Sounds a little like Sultans of Swing in there. Another time, another. It was almost like the record company said, can we get another one of those?
I love that when songs go, and they stop.
Stop and start again.
Yeah.
That could be a topic, songs that stop and start again.
Love it.
That would be some research, though.
I'm in.
All right.
I like with a lot of these stories, I can kind of, even the ones that are political and I kind of don't understand, I can kind of follow. I don't get this story. So he's watching a woman who's doing the news, but his girlfriend looks like the woman or his ex that he recalls her.
Yeah, I'm not
looks
quite
like
sure
the
news on this
woman.
One either.
Like it really.
I just like how the song sounds. I just like the music.
No, I love it too. And it's called Lady Rider. I love it. But I kind of don't get the story. I'll admit, I have no idea.
Maybe someone can fill us in on that.
Yeah, right.
Posted on the Facebook page.
Like, is it Jessica Savage? Like, I don't know who he's talking about. I don't know. Is she, she's talking about the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, are they in a, I don't know what. I just can't.
How old was Mark Knopfler? I wonder when these albums came out. And stuff.
I'm curious because he's, again, like a Fred Mertz. Like he kind of has always looked like a mature.
Yes, he always has looked
adorable, looked always. Older. That bulbous, adorable nose.
Let's find it. That is a bulbous nose. You are absolutely 100% right on that.
See and I the can... piercing blue eyes. Right, Kyle?
That's true.
So Kyle.
He's currently.
Loves Dire Straits.
He's currently 65. So he was born in 49. So let's round that up to 50 to help us.
Okay.
And then so.
So in 85, he was 35.
But in 79, 79, he was 29. He's 30. He was 30 in 79. When he wrote Lady Writer, he was 30.
Okay. So he was, to me, that's so, like, I can't get over, like, in his young 30s, he wrote Making Movies. I can't get over that. I cannot.
But I think Bruce Springsteen was 24 when he wrote Born to Run.
I know. Still, Born to Run is good, but like, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's the intricacies and the storytelling and the journey that it is taken.
You're going to say Making Movies is better than Born to Run.
No, I'm not.
Oh, holy crap.
I'm just saying that it's more mature than Born to Run.
Okay.
Born to Run is youthful energy, mm-hmm. and it's wonderful. It's a masterpiece. I won't argue that.
That's a Sophie's Choice. If someone said you can only have one of these albums,
oh, not for me. But
you would take Making Movies.
But I think that Making Movies is just tonally very very mm-hmm. Reflective, mm-hmm. very melancholy, mm-hmm. and that's just a whole different thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, once on the show I said that I would take Damn the Torpedoes over Born to Run, and I would, because Damn the Torpedoes was really my...
Yeah,
that was
good.
Really, when I was in ninth grade, that was really my album. Mm-hmm. That was like people knew, you know, Don't Do Me Like That and Refugee, but they didn't know, no one had, people that I knew didn't have that album, so I knew like Here Comes My Girl and all those songs, and I was just like, even the losers, these songs mean something to me.
Oh.
I think that's the first album where I was really like, this is something that I'm connecting with. I don't know why, but I am definitely hooked into this.
Well, who can't relate to even the losers or to like, it just.
You know, sometimes I don't know why, but this whole town just feels so hopeless. I mean, that was where I grew up kind of in a lot of ways. I mean, it wasn't like a downtrodden, but it was just like, you were just like, oh, people wake up and they do this and that's what they do.
Yeah, and you work so hard and nothing ever seems to come from it.
And I'm just like, I don't want to live here forever.
But then he looks at his girl and that's a great one too.
Yeah, I love that album.
And I will say the one flaw with Making Movies, I'm going to say it.
Les Boys.
No, the album cover.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's just, it'd be one thing if it was just red. We're gonna just do a red album.
I mean, it looks like a red, like an envelope, and there's a. I don't even get the album cover.
It's a ticket. I thought it was like
it's a ticket,
right? Like Making Movies. It's like a, because it has like the little half a thing, right? I mean, I'm just going off.
Yeah, I mean, now that you bring it up, I don't get it. I don't quite get it. I don't know if any of these album covers, though, are that stellar.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And there were people out there doing awesome stuff in that arena.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think... but boy, I would love to have this album cover with a big Mark Knopfler signature on it. That would be gorgeous.
Well, you know, I'm going in September. I literally had to mortgage my house.
You're going where?
Oh, honey, he's at the whatever theater, the one that's Hollywood and Highland. He's literally going to play there, and I have a very good seats.
But wait a minute.
And maybe you could convince my husband to not go.
He's playing at, it used to be the Kodak, now he's playing at the Dolby?
Yes.
Wow. Wonder how deep, does he play Dire Straits songs?
I don't know, I'm going to find out.
You're going to find out. Is this the first time you've seen him since that kid left you?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Since he turned to a life of crime.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm almost like, I know I'm going to cry. I've got to make sure I wear waterproof, you know, bring my kerchief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's going to be like when Barry Gibb sang I'm on Fire. I literally was convulsing. I'm like, my husband, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Is Gary a music fan?
You know, no. Like, I'll have to say, it's so funny. When you meet your husband or wife, mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about right. this. But he's so great in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But he is just, that has not been a part of his life. It's not been a thing to him. Now, can he appreciate it? Like, did he not come with me to that? Or he's come to see me, Paul McCartney a couple times.
Right.
And we've had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's got that record that he loves or those songs that touch him deeply. Like that's just, you know,
that was not,
a lot of people, that's not their thing and that's fine. You can love them for other things.
Well, yeah, my wife always say, like, should you have married someone like, you know, Christy or Susan Mitri, someone that's really loves the music you
right.
love? And
uh-huh.
I'm like, no, because I'm okay that you don't,
right.
that you're
like,
not into it. That's
non-negotiable,
fine.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
I
it's
don't
like,
care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just, it's my thing. And
right?
Yeah.
And you can still share it and say, hey, this is a thing.
Yeah. And if I do, you know, if I really do get into the nitty gritty and explain what and show, oh, yeah, OK, I get it now, kind of.
Yes. And that probably that is one of the things that she loves about you, mm-hmm. that you have this other side of you that she doesn't, you know, that she doesn't know, that she's not familiar with. And
well,
that's kind of fun.
Well, she always says, she goes, the thing about you is if you love it, you love it till the end. And I say, yeah, that is true.
And
that is true.
I will say, Gary grew up in New York, mm-hmm. and his father was a cab driver.
Hey, I'm walking here, Gary.
Yeah.
You mother...
He has seen every bit Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
He has seen the original casts of all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's his... And you know what? That is good music. That is stuff that I can mm-hmm. get into and that we can kind of connect with. But yeah, he's very...
Pilar loves musical theater. They need to go. They need to go see something together.
Right. While we go to Knopfler.
That's right. Hey, we got your tickets for Avenue Q.
Hysterical. That's hysterical. I'm next. This right.
I didn't know it was a competition.
I know.
Like,
this is from
do?
Get Lucky, which I don't know. What's that? 2010.
Oh yeah, this is a Loverboy album. The Get Lucky. We're here for the weekend.
Well, actually, this is a Mark Knopfler solo record.
All right.
And I freaking love this song. It's called You Can't Beat the House.
You ready? Chuck, take one. One, two, one, two, three.
Love this intro, that's why I kept the whole thing.
You came fooler. I can tell when a John got jammed by Jezebel. You can't beat the house.
You can't beat the house.
Tell the man somebody.
Like, that is amazing.
Oh my God.
It's a great song.
You went nuts on it.
I'm sorry, but that is just great. If I met anyone who said, you know what song I don't like, You Can't Beat the House, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Would you call them a nasty name?
No, I would just think they were crazy from then on out.
Would you spit on them?
No. Oh, my son. Oh, that's... Oh, I lament.
It was just an inside joke. You weren't supposed to bring it up. You're just supposed to giggle to yourself.
He's just a spitter, and I can't... He's so loving in so many ways. Except...
Look, he's going to grow out of that. It's not going to go into high school.
All right.
Or prison. He's not going to do that in prison. You know what? We haven't... It's my turn. It's my turn! That's what you did last time. It leads me!
I'm just so excited about Mark Knopfler.
I'm going to go to Love Over Gold.
All right.
We haven't played anything from it
No,
yet.
No.
And
I didn't bring anything from Love Over Gold. I no.
Telegraph Road is 14 minutes long, and yet I love it. So let's hear some Telegraph Road, Kyle. It's so hard to find a drop-in point for this, too.
Yeah.
Then came the war, and there was hard times, and there was a war. Telegraph sang a song about the world outside. Telegraph Road got so deep and so wide.
Guitar solo, that's why I queued it up here. Great song.
Yeah, it is.
Mark Knopfler also produced albums. He produced Infidels for Bob
Dylan.
Yeah,
I've played, because I played Sweetheart Like You that one time, and yep. I thought he did the solo on that record, but he doesn't. It's Mick Jones.
No, it's Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor. That's what I meant. Not the Foreigner
okay.
guy.
No, it's Mick Taylor. That's fine. And then
it's the wine, everyone. And it's late. And it's past
Joker,
my bedtime. It's
Joker Man's on there. What time is your bedtime? What time do you go to bed?
Well,
you stay up late?
It depends on how loud my husband's snoring. So, yeah. Like, if I can get to sleep before it crescendos, like before the, then 11.
If you nudge him and reposition him, will it stop?
Oh, I feel bad because he's so, like, he doesn't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it starts, when the buzzsaw starts, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go in the other room and play Words with Friends for a little bit. That's what, the, and
that's
then
sorry,
I,
sometimes at
I,
night I'll get a late, yeah, you get a late night, a late night word.
Yep.
Oh, I got to tell you,
heart.
I want to bring this up right now. This Words with Friends, I upgraded my thing and now I can see, not you, because you kick my ass.
No,
you do. You
sometimes.
No.
But you set me up.
No, you don't
play defensively. Go on.
Like, people that I've played with for a long time that even when I would talk to them in person, would go, yeah, when we play Words with Friends, we're kind of even. No, we're not. Because there's this new app where you can look and see how many times you've played. And I'll go on there. And like someone that I think that we're like 40-60, no, they've beaten me like 5 times more than I've ever beaten. It's like 150 wins to my 40 wins. It's literally, it makes me feel like crap.
I don't want that.
I'm terrible at
this.
Yeah, don't.
And
it'll also tell you like, this person's beat you 15 games in a row. It's like, what the, are you kidding me?
I kind of don't understand. Like, I'll have 105 point score and I'll look on my standings, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wait, my average is still 22. What? Huh?
I know.
I just threw down with this 105. Yeah. What gives?
This new upgrade makes me feel bad about myself.
Yeah, I won't do it then. Thank you for warning me.
Don't do it. Don't touch it.
I'm going to play something from the new album. Now, it's called Tracker. And people have been like, hey, do you have it? It's really good. And it's so dense. It's like 20 songs. And, I don't want to. And they're like, I kind of was sampling a little bit.
So this just came out in March.
Right.
Very
and I'm
new.
Kind of like I know that some of the stuff we've played has mm-hmm. been mellow. And that's fine yeah. because that's his jam sometimes.
Yeah.
But I couldn't quite. But this one, this one's called 38 Special. And I get it.
I may be going to the devil.
Love it.
I'm not that big of a fan of that, but
oh really? But yeah.
And you know what song? You know what song I hate is the song "You Can't Beat the House." That's the song that I really wait
you're
a minute.
You're out of your ever loving mind.
Now, when you go to see him solo, do you want like a nice? You want a nice mix of Dire Straits and
yes.
solo?
Yeah.
You don't want him to just play "Sultan's a Swing" and "Skate
no,
Away" and then
I don't.
Play all solo stuff.
I don't.
He shouldn't. He wrote those songs, so he shouldn't abandon them just
right.
because they're under the Dire Straits name.
Agreed. I'm
That's
curious.
That's how I talk when I talk about Dire Straits. You know what I mean?
I know. It's so funny. Like, they're this British band, and yet they have this kind of southern, you know.
Yeah. Even that song was southern.
Tip of the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they from the south of London?
Maybe. I don't remember. He has this duet, and I thought maybe you'd dip into this with mm-hmm. Emmylou Harris, called "This Is Us," and I almost brought it, and I didn't. But it's great. It's like very, it kind of, the show that I did, Everyone's Crazy But Us. Like, I wanted to, like, a couple that's been together that, like, there's a lot of stuff out there, I think, that's like, it's terrible being married, and doesn't it suck, and you're, you know, terrible. But I wanted to show that, like, hey, there's some great stuff in this situation as well. And that song is lovely. And it kind of reminds me of the spirit of yeah. what it is, which is just like, you know, we're this couple. We've been together 10 years and we have these memories. And, you know, this is us. It's really cute. Even, I would recommend it.
Even like Modern Family, like, he is head over heels for her. And she's sometimes just like, ugh.
Well,
Phil.
I know, but come on. Even from the pilot, we're like, what is she doing with him? What? He is a stumble bum. Like, what? How? What is her love for him?
See, I'll tell you what. When we watch it, it's like so much like I'm a Phil and Pilar. Because, like, the one that I really remember, and she's like, oh, my God, that is something I would so do, is when he's going to get up and he's going to go buy the new iPad or whatever.
Okay.
And she goes, no, it's your birthday. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get that for you. And then she just sleeps in and botches the whole thing, gets down there, forgets her wallet, the whole thing. And that's like the one he wants it so
funny.
Bad. She's like, oh, that's exactly what I would do.
Oh, no, no, no. It's a great show.
Yeah.
It's absolutely one of the best ever. Mm-hmm. When I look at her and I look at him, I'm like, all right, at least show us why in the world she married this doof. But then yeah. you
but then once
your,
in a while they give us a hint,
little bit of her, a little bit of Claire's
yeah.
Right. Craziness. Yeah. It's a great show.
I do like that show a lot. I love Jay. Jay, that's how I'm gonna be when I'm that age. I look at that, I go, I'm gonna look like that, and I'm gonna act like Jay. I just know I'm going to.
So great.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yes. I could talk about them forever. We've literally been talking for like 2 hours.
We will play out with something. We'll
I think Kyle
with...
brought something from Dire Straits, didn't you? I'm
nope.
kidding.
Nope.
No, he shakes his head, but I was really kind of kidding.
A pillow that said Dire Straits on it. I'll probably play out with just Sultans of Swing. Just to
all right.
Because
it's great.
Yeah.
Do you know, and let me just say this.
Kyle, you said you've heard it like 7 times this week on
yeah,
on
it's been on the radio like a million
oh,
times
but
this week.
It's one of those songs, like there are several songs, countless songs mm-hmm. where you hear it and you're like, oh, I can't hear the song again.
Yeah.
But this one, I can listen to over and over.
I could still Ooh. Listen to it too.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
So soon we're going to get some Christy Stratton
sure.
web series soon.
Sure.
Let us know. Tweet about it.
I know. It's you guys. It's so fun and good.
Again,
and I just can't wait.
I am so sorry that I couldn't be at that at the screening.
No,
I had tickets to see a movie with guys in costumes.
Okay.
With my daughter. That's a daddy-daughter date, so you got to forgive me for that.
Can I just tell you, you weren't the only person that couldn't come because of that.
That's so weird.
Is it, though? Superheroes, they kind of rule all of us. They're kind of in charge now.
Yeah, I had those tickets way early. It was like a concert ticket.
Okay.
Oh my God,
it's
we got
like
seats.
Like your Mark Knopfler seats?
Yeah, exactly.
That I paid Vivid seats an insane amount of money for?
Because did you get them from a broker?
Yeah, Vivid seats.
I don't know how
to get tickets now, except
how
from...
How good are your seats?
Very good.
They're very good. I get to hand Mark Knopfler his guitar. you are at Christy S. Mann on Twitter.
That's correct.
Do you still have your hoarders blog?
Sadly, you know, it's there.
It's there, but you haven't added to it lately.
I know. I'm so biz with other things.
You're doing stuff.
I'm doing stuff.
Yeah,
it's
you're making
hard.
It happen.
I'm trying to make it happen, Pat. That's exactly what's happening.
You can follow us at Rock Solid Show. You can follow me at Pat_Francis. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com. There's a donation button there. anyone who donates $20 or more, I'm going to send you the Live from the Rock Solid Studios CD. It's got all the live performances that people have sang here. Plus, it's got unheard comedy bits like even my co-hosts don't know this. I've been recording pre-show banter, and I inserted it onto the CD.
Sounds a little invasion of privacy. Go on.
So, this is a gift because I don't own this. I can't sell these songs, so it's a gift, and you can only get it if you donate $20. Keep listening. Like us on Facebook. We are going to come back. And the next time you're here, we're going to try this songs that stop and start again.
I love it.
That is going to be, I know there's tons of them, but I'm going to have to really think about that. Can you think of any that stop and start again?
Not off the top of my head.
I know one off the top of my head. It's a disco song and I cannot wait to bring it.
I think there's a Traveling Wilbury song that didn't. And then starts, okay, that's mine. Don't you go Wilburys.
I'm not,
Wilburys.
No Wilburys.
Okay, thank you, Christy, for being here, as always.
Always a pleasure.
I mean, I do feel that you and I have the same type of a connection with this music.
Yes.
I mean, I think, you know, we all love music.
Sure.
In a different way, but I feel like and I'm older than you, but I feel like we have the same type of maybe a smaller town upbringing and maybe really connected with stuff that made us want to leave the small town.
Yes,
and do,
that's what those songs said.
Yeah. So I really do think, and we were both on Rock and Roll Jeopardy and one of us won and it wasn't me. And,
it's so funny because you really wiped the floor with me when we did it on the show.
Uh-huh.
But the baby, a part of my brain is gone. Things I know are gone.
Do you have a videotape of that?
Somewhere, a videotape.
I know a video. I can't even.
I'm so embarrassed.
I would love to see it if you ever find it.
No, never.
I'll bring mine and give it to you. I've seen it.
You put it on YouTube. I've watched it, and you get that.
I did
that hymn song wrong.
Yes.
him.
What is the answer?
No, it was the answer.
Him is the answer. And who sings that?
Rupert
Holmes.
Yes.
Damn you. Jeff Probst, though. Nice guy.
Know.
Super nice guy.
And are you ready for this one more thing? And then we're down. Do you remember who the hostess was? The woman in the booth?
I don't remember her.
Her name was Loretta Fox.
Okay.
She's a doll. Mm-hmm. She is my husband's ex-girlfriend. Isn't that funny?
That is weird.
I know. Small world. She's a lovely, lovely woman. Has a great kind of raspy voice. That's a terrible impression. Beautiful. Has this kind of great raspy voice.
She was like, "Come give me a kiss, Gary."
No. Stop. No.
Let me sit on your lap.
No. Okay. Stop. She's lovely.
She sounds like that woman that smokes through her neck.
But
that's
just
commercial.
Because I was doing it. I can't do that sexy raspy thing without sounding like a.
Like a total
like
bim.
Large March.
Large March. Okay. Thank you for being here. We'll see you soon.
Whenever, sometime.
And Kyle, play us out with your favorite song, Sultans of Swing.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping, you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south. London town. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing.